Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
For 100 years, a boat has been stuck on the edge of Niagara Falls. But after a severe storm a few days ago, it started to move. On the line is Jim Hill, Senior Manager of Heritage at the Niagara Parks Commission in Canada. Jim, good afternoon to you.
Hello, Sean.
Now, this craft is a scow. Could you describe for us what that is?
Well, it's a large barge that very heavily built that was used to move tons of sand and gravel and stone.
And what happened to it in 1918?
Well, it was being towed by a tug in the upper Niagara River, and the cable snapped, which sent it into the current and eventually into the rapids just before the big drop over the brink of Niagara Falls. And there were two men stuck on board.
And those men had to be rescued.
They did, yeah. Luckily, the scow grounded out, partly because of their efforts to ground this thing out, about 200 meters from the Canadian shore, and also conveniently close to a recently built large hydroelectric plant.
Mm-hmm.
The police and fire department showed up, tried to fire a line to them, but it didn't work. And then somebody had the sense to call across the border to the States, to the U.S. Coast Guard station. They had a better cannon. So these fellas came racing across the border, climbed up on the roof with their cannon, and their first shot fired a line out to them. But in their attempts to get the guys back, the cables and lines got tangled. And this is where a gentleman named Red Hill volunteered to climb out there in this breeches buoy, sort of like a big lifesaver, life preserver with a seat built into it. He untangled the lines, but as he came back to the roof of this big power plant, they simply tangled up again. And those men were stuck there overnight. And in the morning, when the sun came up, there was over 100 men standing on the roof of this power plant, firefighters, police officers, U.S. Coast Guard, even Canadian soldiers guarding the power plant because World War I was still underway. And again, Red Hill volunteered, and this time he succeeded. He went out, untangled the lines, and rescued both men. And Red Hill had been involved in rescues on the river before that, and he'd recently come back from the trenches of World War I, where he'd been wounded and gassed. Mm. So this is a pretty tough character.
Yes.
And this was a good news story for people at the time, and probably there wasn't a lot of good news in the world, but these two men were reunited with their families. So this was a happy event, and last year we celebrated the 100th anniversary with family members, descendants of all the men involved who were rescued and also involved in the rescue.
So I suppose the scow was left there, and had it always been visible beneath the water? So, you know, this story could be told.
Yeah, it's been stuck on the rocks in the rapids, about 600 meters, less than half a mile from the brink of the big horseshoe waterfall at Niagara Falls. And because it was such a heavily built vessel, it's just stayed there and resisted the power of the river. Now, when I say it's resisted it, to be fair, when we took some aerial footage of it last year for the 100th anniversary, much of it was already gone. About half of it had been swept away and rotted away. So from the Canadian side, up until a week ago, it still looked like a boat, but it was almost like a wall of like a Hollywood facade.
Yes.
Instead of a boat. And then on Halloween night, we had very high winds, a lot of rain, and the Great Lakes here are already quite high, and that provided enough force to flip what was left of it over and spin it around in the current. But it still looks like it's stuck there for a while.
Right. Okay. And how, when you say it's a facade, if it could presumably pose a danger if it went over the falls.
Well, the falls is pretty big, and when you take a look at the scale of the falls compared to the scale of what's left of this poor scow. It's pretty puny, really.
Yeah.
And what we think is going to happen is what's been happening. It will simply go away in pieces. And even if it did make it to the brink, it really doesn't pose much of a threat. It would drop the equivalent of 16 stories into a pool of water below that's even deeper than the waterfall is high. So it would probably disappear into a 180-foot pool of water at the base of the waterfall.
Right, and just go straight down there. And well, it's safe because people can go on boats and get very wet, as I recall, at Niagara Falls.
That's right.
Those boats don't go close enough to the falls themselves to create a danger if it did go over.
That's right. The boats, because of the current and all the churning water, really only get a couple hundred meters from the actual brink of the waterfall. They get close, and people do get soaked from all the mist, but they can't navigate much closer than that anyway. So it really doesn't appear to be causing much harm or a threat to anybody. And what we probably will have, where it's stuck, is some pretty heavy rapids. But beyond that bit, the river widens out before the big drop. And on that big shelf of rock, we'll probably have more of a debris field as more pieces break away. But this was the biggest, most dramatic change in over 100 years.
Yeah. Are there any wrecks of any other craft there or you know, detritus of any sort?
Yeah, things end up getting flung over the falls every once in a while, generally without people being involved. So in storms, navigation buoys from Lake Erie have gone over. Pleasure craft that weren't properly secured have gone over. And for about 10, 15 years, there was a boat stuck alongside the scow. But it was a wooden hull subchaser from World War I. And it quickly succumbed to the power of Niagara Falls. So.
Mm. Thanks a million for speaking with us, Jim. That's Jim Hill there. He's Senior Manager of Heritage at the Niagara Parks Commission in Canada.